This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 7th August 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, the weather across Israel is mostly sunny with mild temperatures. In Tel Aviv, expect a pleasant afternoon with clear skies. Jerusalem is seeing similar conditions, perfect for those enjoying the outdoors. In Haifa, a gentle breeze accompanies the sun. Meanwhile, Eilut remains warm, ideal for a day at the beach. Here are today's headlines. First, the U.S. State Department announces a controversial partnership in a $2 billion global health funding initiative. This includes World Vision, recently linked to terrorism. That's according to JNS just 18 minutes ago. Also, a short time ago, former President Trump predicted a swift end to the conflict with Iran. Meanwhile, a report suggests a temporary deal to reopen the Strait of Hormuz between Oman and Iran. YNET reported this. Also this hour, Saudi Arabia is on high alert, claiming Iran and its allies are preparing for an attack. This is according to Mariv's earlier report today. Separately, Trump has expressed optimism about the situation with Iran, stating they can't go on for much longer. This comes from a recent update by Walla. And finally, according to I-24 News from earlier today, the most likely scenario between the U.S. and Iran is that tensions will not escalate further. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English reported minutes ago that 7 Saudi nationals, including a woman and a child, were injured in Houthi attacks on Najran. John Spencer, a defense analyst, noted earlier today that at least 12 U.S. states have faced cyber attacks on their water systems, with Iran suspected. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, shared a personal account of being heckled at an event, comparing it to being criticized for his identity as an Israeli Jew. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the U.S. State Department's announcement, they have included World Vision in a $2 billion global health initiative. This comes despite the organization's past financial ties to a U.S.-sanctioned group. JNS highlights that Israel previously jailed World Vision's Gaza operations manager for similar concerns. The implication is that this funding decision could stir diplomatic tensions. Turning to Trump's statement on Iran, he believes the conflict will resolve soon. This coincides with news of a temporary agreement to open the Strait of Hormuz. YNET reports that Oman and Iran agreed on a framework for this without Tehran imposing fees. This development could ease regional maritime tensions. Meanwhile, Saudi Arabia is on edge, warning of potential attacks by Iran, the Houthis, and Iraqi militias. Mariv reports Riyadh's readiness to retaliate against any threat. This heightened alertness could further strain Middle Eastern security dynamics. In a related development, Trump expressed confidence that Iran cannot sustain its current posture for much longer. Walla notes this adds another layer to U.S. diplomatic strategies in the region. Finally, I-24 News suggests the most likely outcome is that the U.S. and Iran will maintain the status quo. This implies that major escalations are unlikely, providing some relief for global markets. On the economic front. First, former Simplex founders have raised $6 million to launch multiple AI-native software companies. CTech reports this reflects a shift in software economics, leveraging AI to compete with established vendors. Separately, the Israel Tax Authority is eyeing tech employee stock options. Globes notes they aim to encourage earlier exercising of these options to boost state revenue. And finally, the restaurant chain Salad & Go announced its closure in the U.S. after 13 years. Mariv Business reports that despite expansion efforts, the company is filing for bankruptcy due to financial challenges. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.